tomorrow, you should stop by Mount Carmel Hockey Academy. They have an open house where you can take your son or daughter and see if school and their hockey academy fits for you. Bill LaForge, who is, of course, the director at Mount Carmel Hockey Academy, joins us again. Bill, how are you?
Not too bad, Jason. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm very well. I guess before we get into some of the instructors, just for the parents out there right now, I know you guys only have a few spots left, right? So it's not like people can kind of hum and haw. You guys were sold out, I know, last year and likely to fill up before the end of March.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very fortunate to have a program that was at capacity last year, and I'm assuming and hopeful that we'll be there again next year.
Let's talk about some of the now you've had Strudwick working with your program. He likes to poke fun that he dominates the 10-year-olds. He's kind of like the Kramer of karate, so it's nice. Now is that true? Does he dominate them, or are they dominating him?
Yeah, you know what? I think he's had a few minus 4 or 5 days out there, so I wouldn't say he's dominating by any stretch of the imagination.
You've added Brian Sutherby as well as an instructor.
Yeah, you know what? Brian's been great and done a really good job for us. I actually have his first goal puck sitting on my desk from a game a couple weeks ago. So Brian's been very good, and he's excellent with the kids, and he's been a really good addition to the program.
When you have former players as instructors, what are they working on specific with your kids?
You know, I think a lot of it for them is just, you know, they might know the small things, and they can give pointers that, you know, that work for them. And the kids see that these guys are coming from where they want to go or where they want to get to. And, you know, the little advice from them sometimes maybe resonates a little bit different than it does from some of the other coaches we have within the program.
Another coach is David Pelche. What's he helping? Is he doing a lot of power skating?
Yeah, he's strictly doing power skating. It's unbelievable. He's able to break down the stride and you know, work on the edges so much. He's such an expert at it. It's incredible. I mean, thankfully, Strudzy pointed David in our direction, and he's been an excellent addition to the program, and we're very excited to have him on board with us.
Working on edges is something that I know that figure skaters focus on, but a lot of hockey guys, it really only seems to be maybe like in the last decade or 5 years that there's really been an onus on edge work for hockey players.
Yeah, you know, and it's something that's evolving every day. I know Jason came back from his experience with Battle of the Blades, and he called me up and said, we got to get this guy in because he can help the kids so much with his edge work and making them aware of things that they might not be aware of regularly. And the feedback's been tremendous, both from the kids, which is, you know, sometimes when you have a power skater out there, the feedback from the kids isn't always great. But the kids have loved it, and the parents are, you know, really excited about the work he's doing as well. So we've been very happy with David and the work he's done with our program.
In the past, what was the feedback the kids didn't like about a power skating coach?
You know, I think that power skating tended to have the rap. It was just a little bit maybe on the monotonous side, and not always the most exciting thing. But he's able to incorporate, you know, some fun while doing the work. And I think his pedigree obviously helps a bit too. I mean, he's a better skater, and that's how we introduced him, that, you know, he's a better skater than all the rest of us combined. So there's obviously some knowledge there that we can use and tap into, and I think he's done just a tremendous job.
Bill LaForge from Mount Carmel Hockey Academy joins us. Open house goes tomorrow. What time?
7 o'clock. The doors open and at 105-24-76th Ave. And we're anxiously waiting to see some new people and get them in and show them our program.
And Bill, we get this a lot of people asking, you know, what type of skill set do the kids have to be, and what age are you looking for?
Great question. Our program runs from grade 3 to grade 9, and we're looking for kids that have a passion for the sport. I don't say, you know what, I want AAA quality kids or anything like that. I'm more focused on a kid that really has a passion for hockey, because it is a lot. I mean, they're on the ice twice a week. They have, you know, personal training twice a week. We want student athletes that are focused on their academics, because that it's, you know, the most important part of our day still as a student is making sure that our academics are up to snuff. And it's also a kid that can organize his time and have that excitement every day to be at the rink or be working out and improving little by little every day.
That was my next question. What's the ratio as far as, you know, time in a classroom to then off ice stuff that is not in a classroom, maybe just physical activities, to then on ice? How many hours a week are you on ice for kids, and how many hours are they off ice outside of the room?
We have two, it averages out to about two ice sessions a week. So,
okay.
You know, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes per session. And then the off ice will be probably 2 hours, and we'll have two of those a week too. Blitz conditioning, Brett Kirkland does a tremendous job running our off ice program. We also have a, you know, high performance center that has artificial ice and a skating treadmill in there. So the kids are working on stick skills and skating skills in there as well. So it's, yeah, it's about two sessions on ice and two sessions off ice, between an hour and a half and an hour and 45 per session.
Now, Bill, I want the honest truth, because Struds has a tendency to give us his side of things. So I'm curious, when he came back from his very good performance on Battle of the Blades, but then he got back into hockey skates, was he a better skater as a hockey player after his 7 weeks doing figure skating training?
You know, the funny story about that is the first day he was back on the ice with us, I think he went about an hour early and he was practicing with regular skates on again. So, you know what, Jason, I think his skating has improved. But it's a long way from his hands, and he still has trouble getting a wrist shot up above the ice on net from the blue line. So,
oh, I love it. Nice. So that's the other bonus for people. I know Sotheby and Struds and Dave Pelche, who's probably the funniest of the three of them, definitely make it an exciting time for the kids when they're on the ice.
Yeah, you know what? They're all great, and the kids enjoy them. And I know that as a staff, we enjoy having those guys around too. They have good stories, and they're eager and willing to poke fun at each other and us, and it's a good two-way street. We have a good time.
So once again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock is open house on 105th Street and 76th Avenue.
Correct.
All right, and people there from grades 3 to 9 for the kids who are passionate about hockey, boys and girls. Correct.
Correct, Jason.
Excellent, Bill. As always, we appreciate your time. Continued success at Mount Carmel.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.